The question was asked, how is one supposed to behave on a date? Can one express their emotions, their excitement? How much does one behave in a courteous, shy, quiet way? So I think on the one end, you have to be yourself, because you're trying to see if you're compatible, so she has to see who you are. On the other hand, there are definitely things that should not come to the table in the beginning. Even if you're very excited about her looks, it's not modest to comment about her looks. And if you feel very positively about her and your relationship, so I think you have to find a modest way to say it, such as your smile, your expressiveness during a date. Our body language expresses how we feel during a date. And at the end of the date, it's very nice to say, I really enjoyed the date, and I'll be in touch with you tomorrow. I'm interested in continuing. You let me know tomorrow what you think. So you've expressed to her right away that you're excited and you think positively about the date. When someone says something, the way we respond to what they say also indicates to them if we're positive or not. If we slightly nod our head, if we are verbal, men don't like doing this, women do this all the time. You give positive feedback as the person's talking, so the person sees you're excited. When people are talking, so if you smile as they're talking, if you give the slight nod, if you lean forward, you indicate to them you're interested, and that's positive. At the same time, I don't think we put everything on the table right away. We let the dates and the relationship evolve. A person shouldn't date every day. You date, and then you have a break for a day or two. You call her back, you tell her you're interested, but give yourself 2 or 3 days between dates, at least in the beginning, to breathe, to reorient yourself, to be focused. If you spend every day dating, you start losing your own orientation because you're just this dating being. You no longer have life and the date. You have date and the date and the date. And then a person loses their orientation. But I think that we should definitely put our best foot forward in the sense of showing up to the date clean, dressed nicely, maybe not in Shabbos clothes, but in clean clothes and nice clothing, ironed clothing, after a shower. If you shave, then shave. You do want to put your best foot forward. I think being ourselves doesn't mean that if a person is short-tempered, then that will come across on the date. She'll figure that out over time. So we definitely do want to put our best foot forward. Being ourselves doesn't mean I have to show her all my weaknesses. I walk around with my shirt out sometimes, so maybe I'll show up to the date with my shirt out. No, show up to the date with your shirt tucked in. You know, you do try to put your best foot forward, because that's also a part of who you are, and she understands that too. You don't want her to show up to date with her big knapsack and after she's just had a 4-mile run. You want her to show up looking nice and pleasant. Okay, so you should do the same. Over time, you get to learn one another. I don't think so.
She'll tell you, I didn't look nice yesterday. Like today, I look nice only.
No, but they like compliments like that.
What if she asks you, do I look
right?
Nice? She says, do I look nice? You say, no, you look terrible.
Hi. I think that it depends a little bit on what crowd you're in, but I think generally a girl that grew up in an observant home, in a home where she did not have a boyfriend growing up, then I think that as is expected in the modicum of modesty, we don't discuss her looks. And again, your expression, your smile, can certainly show her that you're happy to see her. I think that a girl would feel it was immodest and inappropriate if a guy commented about her looks. Again, you might be right in certain settings. I'm not sure who the girls you're going to date are. But again, if you're dealing with a girl that has an observant background, that did not have boyfriends growing up, then she's not expecting it. And I think she'd be uncomfortable by it, and rightfully so. If it's a girl that has a different background, then that depends a little bit on what she's accustomed to. And again, it depends also on how you envision, where you envision yourself religiously. I can tell you again, in the observant circles, if we're talking about even Machon Meir circles, if you could call it that, I don't think a girl would be comfortable with a guy talking about her looks and her, I don't think so. Again, you could say it's good to see you. You could say I was looking forward to this date. You could say other things. There are other ways that are less personal, that are less about her looks, and they still give her the feeling that you value her. And I think we try to develop a relationship with women in general that is more focused on who they are than how they look. No one's saying that it's not important how a person looks. That is important. It's legitimate that it's important. But it's not the main thing. It's part of the calculation.
Can't say, wow, what a beautiful smile.
No, you could. But again, I think that many girls would be uncomfortable with that.
It's like the Beatles.
Types of girls.
Right, it depends. Like, yeah, I don't know who the girls you're dating are, but assuming a girl's shomer nagia, assuming a girl wants to be careful to adhere to the laws of modesty, for sure, if the girl grew up in an observant home, that's not something she'd. She wants to hear she's beautiful from her husband, not from a guy she's dating. You'll get married, then she'll want to hear it from you. Then it's very important. Down.